It is Friday, and that means it's Jeff Pitts Day. Well, actually, it's Friday, but and Jeff Pitts is the managing editor of City View Magazine, and each Friday he comes in to talk about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine, Jeff Pitts.
Crickets.
Ladies and gentlemen, I said...
Is your live studio audience broke? Is the button on the...
You know what? I think... I'll find them.
You find them.
Yes, I will find them, and they will be here for you by the time this airs.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. Just a little love for the managing editor of City View Magazine.
I like that you called it Jeff Pitts Day.
It is Jeff Pitts Day. Yeah, every Friday. So the Cubs playing? Are we out? What's happening?
Cubs are done.
Done.
Yeah. They bowed out. Playoffs.
But they got to the playoffs.
Can't all win. Right. Semifinals.
They probably played some team we hate.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. What's on tap, sir?
All right. Tonight at Hoyt Sherman, Ann Hampton Callaway.
Ann Hampton Callaway.
She's on tour. Her Jazz Goes to the Movies tour.
Got it.
Voted recently by BroadwayWorld.com as Performer of the Year. Ann is a born entertainer. Unique singing style blends jazz, traditional pop, making her a mainstay in concert halls, theaters, jazz clubs, as well as recording studio, television, and film.
Wow. And she's coming to Des Moines?
Yeah. Hoyt Sherman.
She got all that going on?
She's best known for her Tony-nominated performance in the hit Broadway musical Swing.
Swing.
And for writing and singing in the theme song to the hit TV series The Nanny.
Yeah?
Remember that?
No.
You don't remember The Nanny?
I don't know.
Fran Drescher.
Oh, Fran Drescher, of course. She's a hoot.
Yeah.
She's a hoot. With that Brooklyn accent and the whole thing going on? Yeah, all right, I remember that.
That's Hoyt Sherman tonight.
So what's her name again?
Ann Hampton Callaway.
See, we should all know this.
We should.
Yeah. With a resume like that. Right. Oh. She's coming to Des Moines.
Whoa.
Cool, tonight.
Who's the most famous person you ever met?
Ronald Reagan.
Is he famous? Who's that?
He was kind of famous, I think. You know, I mean, it's one of many, but yeah. That
qualifies.
Does it? Yeah.
That's almost cheating, though.
Well, what do you mean it's almost cheating? Either you do or you don't.
All presidents are, like, universally famous.
Well, but you asked if I met anybody.
Yeah.
R.R. In the Rose Garden.
In the Rose Garden, no less. In the Rose Garden?
Of the White House, yeah.
What? Croquet? You playing croquet? Tea?
It's a funny story. I'm standing there with 50 other presidents of the United States Junior Chamber of Commerce, and I'm leaning against one of the support posts there on the balcony of the White House. And, like, all of a sudden I hear this voice go, "Hi, I'm Ron Reagan." And I turn around, it's the president. And I'm kind of daydreaming out there looking at roses. Oh, Mr. President. Oh, yeah. That's kind of cool. He saw my name tag and saw I was from Iowa. He goes, "Oh, you know, I used to work at WHO in Des Moines." I said, "Yes, sir, I know all about that." Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of cool.
Wow. Then what did you talk about?
I think we wanted to talk about, I don't know, I can't remember. But the next day, you know, I saw Casper Weinberger, who was, I think, then the Secretary of Defense or Secretary of State. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's just like a long story.
Huh.
And I did see Ted Kennedy at a little...
Yeah?
Yeah, at a nightclub in Washington, D.C.
Same trip?
Well, maybe it was a different trip. Yeah. Anyway, I got stories from now until next week. But
did you say hi to Ted?
I did say hi to Ted. He had a bevy of people around him. They were all relatively attractive people. It was kind of a fun time. But yeah, all right. Back to reality. Hoyt Sherman, Friday night, and then?
Just Between Friends consignment.
What?
It's the thing they do every year down at the fairgrounds with the consignment stuff.
Lots of
kids' clothes, lots of kids' toys.
Really?
Secondhand, you know.
So you just haul it down there?
I think mostly you go buy.
Oh, you!
Everybody else has already hauled it down there.
I see. Yeah. Okay,
but it's like a fairgrounds worth.
Because this weekend,
this is all weekend. Yeah,
this weekend, there was a monster garage sale at our home.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have not been
in the neighborhood or at your house?
The house, because I have not been able to park in my garage for over a week because it is chock full of stuff, which brings to mind another thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not buying anything else.
No?
No.
Ever?
I'm not buying another thing for this house. Nothing. Because it's all out there in the garage. It's going. Gee whiz.
Yeah, one in, one out from now on.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, the stuff that we accumulate is just crazy.
Yeah.
It's horrible. All right.
Amen.
So, the sale out at the fairgrounds.
Just between friends consignment. Yep. But let's face it. This weekend, there's really only one thing going on. And
oh, this is that croquet match.
Croquet.
Yeah.
Is that the second croquet?
The second
time that's come up on the show.
I know, see?
Iowa State Cy-Hawk trophies on the line as the Iowa Hawkeyes travel to Ames to take on the in-state rivals, Iowa State Cyclones. Well,
this is going to be a good game, too.
Should be.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
It's always fun.
And,
you know, last week,
yeah,
Iowa State struggled a bit.
Phew.
Yeah?
That's putting it lightly.
I know.
They
almost gave that away, you know. So, and then, of course.
You got to be nervous right now if you're an Iowa State fan. Who do you pull for?
Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have tuition money that goes there, so you know, gotta go where the tuition money went.
Follow the money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I probably would too. I just don't feel right when Iowa loses to Iowa State. Like when I grew up, when I was growing up during that time span, Iowa always won,
always
by like 40. Yeah. And so you know how like you're formed when you're a kid,
yeah,
like your reality is formed,
right? I know.
So it was just normal for that to happen.
And
so
now,
the last 20 years or so, when it goes back and forth, it's been out of my element.
Yeah. All right, Cy-Hawk.
Yep. If you're not interested in football, Living History Farms is
doing
Fido on the farms.
Fido on the farm.
Bring your dog.
Really?
Yeah.
I could take Yofi.
You could
take
the
Wonder Dog. Yeah.
Absolutely. Dogs are welcome at all times on Living History Farms, but this particular day, there are several special activities planned to celebrate the furry friends.
All right. I like it.
Your pooch will have a doggone good time,
pooch,
it says.
Doggone good time. Ah, yes. The alliteration is fabulous. All right.
Also, this might be something. This is kind of different. Des Moines New Age and Psychic Fair.
Ooh.
It's going on at Adventureland Inn.
When is that?
Saturday and Sunday.
So you, those of you who just push off this, you know, you don't have a dog, just go get psyched up.
Those are three different kind of sets of,
yeah,
of
wouldn't you
three
like
different cultures.
Wouldn't you like
sports,
to, yeah,
the dogs, and then the psychics.
So I think what would be cool to do is,
yeah,
just do a roving photography session. Just take a snapshot of people at the Cy-Hawk,
uh-huh,
people at the dog thing, Living,
yeah,
History Farm, and then the psychics out there at in Altoona.
That might be a good experiment.
Kind of, yeah, put them, yeah.
So some of the topics at some of the classes are connecting with your angels and loved ones, holistic Hooper Flow. That's a person, I think. Hooper Flow. That's a good name. Let's see what else we have here. DJ Marty McFly. Shamanism. Anyway, moving
you
on.
You get the idea, yeah. if you're not into dogs or football, go get your psychic.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Blake Park Zoo's Monarch Festival is also set.
Butterflies?
Butterflies.
Yeah.
No, the, yeah. The other kind of monarchs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Queen of England is going to be there. I see. I got it. Okay.
At the zoo.
At the zoo. Why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Monarch Festival highlights the miraculous migration of the monarch butterfly while offering traditional Mexican dancing, monarch tagging, and crafts.
Monarch tagging? You're it?
I guess they must mark them somehow. And family-friendly activities.
Yeah. Okay.
I like how they just threw in some Mexican food.
Well, I think the reason is because
everyone likes Mexican.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, but I think that's where they migrate to.
Is it?
Yes, I think so.
You don't know.
But if they go any further south, like Ecuador or, you know, any of those Central American countries, I understand they can't come back to the United States.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can't fly over. So you're out.
Right here.
Tough road for the Monarchs. As always, the Downtown Farmers Markets this weekend, Saturday. It's still going on. Next week, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at the Playhouse.
Well, no, I think I like that.
It might be right up your alley.
Yeah. Love and Murder.
After his mother's death, a penniless clerk lives in London in 1907 and learns that he is ninth in line to inherit the earldom of Highhurst. But after the imperious ruling lord dismisses the claim, some mysterious deaths begin taking place.
Oh, those mysterious deaths. Yeah. All right. That's at the Playhouse?
Yeah. And that's actually this weekend and all next week also.
Got it. Okay. Fun.
Through the 29th. Up at Ames. Ames Community Theater. You don't hear about them a lot, but they've got another play. They've got a play going on called The Backstage Peek into Community Theater.
The Backstage Peek into Community Theater.
So it reads as if it's
kind of like a
tutorial, but it's an actual play. Take a peek behind the curtains as a community theater rehearses their upcoming play with only 2 days to go before the show opens. Complications arise when the novice playwright continues to change the script. The cast is snapping at each other, and the entire soundboard is deleted before the show.
Oh, my gosh. Hijinks aplenty.
You ever done any acting?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. Daily.
Your whole life, Zach.
Yeah, my whole life is nothing but a comedy sketch. As soon as we get done here, I'm going to be unclogging sewers. So, yeah, it's just one thing after another, you know? It's just,
Let's see what else we have here. Next Thursday, Historic Valley Junction's Farmer's Market, as always. Botanical Garden Series is going on next Thursday. And next Friday night.
Okay. Week from today.
City View's Wine and Whiskey Walk.
That's right. It is the Wine and Whiskey Walk.
West Glen Town Center.
And so this is where folks gather at the West Glen Town Center.
Yep.
And they walk around.
They walk around.
With whiskey.
And wine.
And wine. How nice. And as I understand it, tickets are relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, they're $20, I think, if you want them right now.
$30 at the door.
Yep.
And you can get shicker. Just by walking around. It's probably smelling stuff, you know?
You can get what?
Well, it's a Yiddish expression.
Okay.
Which I can't say in English because it's one of those seven naughty words.
Are there seven?
I think so. That's what George Carlin said. Seven bad words. Although this is podcast format, so I could really say
you
those. But I just can't.
I
can't. Yeah, I've been in broadcasting so long, there's just things you don't say.
It's still seven. Didn't Carlin do that skit when he
right.
was 40
still
years
seven.
Ago?
Yeah, still seven. I've seen the FCC says there's like seven words, and scheiss is one of them. So is shicker.
Kind of like the word shicker. I don't know what it means, but it's fun to say.
Yeah. All right, sir. That's it?
That's a wrap.
All right. Each and every week, he comes through here, ladies and gentlemen, and he expends his knowledge base about what's going on in the greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City. Listen to them. They're going wild.
Crap, that's wild.
Thanks, Jeff.
First time.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We got to go. It is another week in the books for the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for coming on by. If you want to subscribe to all of this silliness, but we do this only silliness once, and then we're kind of serious the rest of the week, kind of is the expression there. You can find us on your favorite podcast location. So if it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Podbean or whatever it happens to be, just search for us, click and subscribe, and you won't miss a single edition of the Business News Hour. All right, that's another wrap for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.
All right, boss.